The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, listeners have been telling us they have seen an increase in prices on the forecourts in the last few days, despite the government stepping in a week ago to reduce the burden on motorists. To discuss this further, we're joined by Henry McKean. Henry, how are people coping out there?
Shane, they're finding it really quite difficult. We know that Irish MEP Michael McNamara, Ireland South, says basically public transport should be free. That would cost us about €300 million. We know that diesel got cut by 20 cents and petrol by 15 cents. But what we're seeing on the forecourts is that slowly rising again. And every time that you basically bomb an oil distillery, markets don't like that. People, the public out there also are confused and they're angry. I met this taxi driver driving slowly in rush. Here is taxi driver Tom.
It's just a burden on everybody. It's just, you don't know, you know, one garage to the next. It's just different prices. I drive a taxi for a living, and it's kind of outrageous, really.
Driving a taxi for a living?
Yeah.
I mean, we can hear a man changing a tyre at this particular garage. People need their cars for a living. You need yours.
Yeah.
How are you dealing with, how are you taking, absorbing that high cost?
You just have to take it on the chin and you know, you can't do anything else. When you need fuel for a living, you have to get it, and that's the end of the story.
How many years have you been a cab driver?
24.
So you've seen it all. Have you seen prices increase like this?
Not on this scale.
And this is on top of everything that's happened before?
Yeah, insurance going up, everything going up, yeah, everything. Food, never ending.
Can you still put food on the table?
Yeah, yeah. There's not many at home now, so it's okay that way.
Are people still taking taxis like they were perhaps before this conflict started?
No, they say the hairdressers and taxi drivers are the first signs of recession, and it's kind of in the air that I think there is got to be some sort of recession coming down the line.
Business is lighter.
It is, yeah, certain times of the day.
So you can feel perhaps a recession coming?
Yes.
Another recession?
Yes.
And the last recession that Ireland had, it was an incredibly bad one going back to 2008.
Oh, yeah.
We're due one. They're every 20 years.
Yeah, we're due one. Yeah, we are. I've been about through four of them now. So, now hopefully now this one's not as bad as the other ones.
Okay, what about people who need pickup trucks for their line of work, Henry?
Well, this is it. I mean, Ireland is still very, very rural. We're all young, well, youngish, and we can't remember the fuel crisis of 70 to 76, but it was pretty tough out there.
Speak for yourself, Henry.
And like as that man said, he's been through four recessions. But yeah, people need animals and they need donkeys. We met this lady. She's struggling with her donkeys and the high price of her pickup truck to fill it. I ask, how much does it cost to fill?
It costs over 100, 120 to fill it. So I don't fill it.
So you've put 60 euro in.
Yeah.
And how many litres did you get for that?
I got, can we see it there? 29.
29?
Yeah, it's not a lot.
Not much?
No, not much at all. And I need the big car, but we are going to sell it and go electric because it's just gone too crazy now.
It's gone too crazy?
Yeah, yeah. We have some animals, so we have donkeys and stuff, so we don't use it just to drive around
town. So you do need it for the donkeys?
Well, I need it for shifting foodstuffs around, not just the donkeys.
Do the donkeys go in the back?
No, the donkeys. Well, do you know, if I could, I would. They're in Roscommon. If I could, I would. Then they'd be up here in Rush with me. But no. But yeah, no, it's far too expensive. Still far too expensive. But we are going to go electric. We've no choice.
The government have brought down the excise on fuel. Has that helped? Or with this war continuing, prices have crept up again?
Well,
you know, can you
I think...
Is it whack-a-mole?
I think what the government have done, it has not gone far enough. And what they said about, right, we've done this, but we may have to make like more cuts later on down the line, that's no good to me, you know. They should have been stronger with the cuts, I believe.
Should public transport be free? Could you leave the pickup truck at home? Is that possible for you in the line of work you do?
I don't believe they like donkeys on public transport, so I'm going to say no. No, I don't think public transport should be free, but I believe it should be cheaper.
What are your donkeys called?
My donkeys are called Rainy is one and Lucy is the second one.
Okay, MEPs have been encouraging public transport and maybe suggesting that government should make it free to help out. Could this help potentially?
Well, if we all took public transport tomorrow, the system would break. It probably wouldn't work because we just don't have the infrastructure, but it would, you know, go some way towards it. Here is CEO from Fuels for Ireland, Kevin McPartland, joining us now from the Tullamore Hotel.
It's to be welcomed that the government reduced the excise duty on fuel last week, but we have to recognise that the commodity markets are still showing increases in the price of transport transport fuel. So that means that since last Wednesday, the wholesale price of diesel, that's the price which Fuels for Ireland members pay to bring the fuel into Ireland, the price of diesel has gone up by over 11 cents per litre. That's wholesale. Then we have to add on the various different taxes and charges. So while 20 cents a litre reduction on diesel last week seemed a reasonable response, it's beginning to look like the government is going to have another look at this, because this situation doesn't seem to be ending anytime soon. And the pressures that motorists and householders who use oil for their heating are feeling are not going away. So I really think the government needs to have a look at this. They made a temporary measure. We have been asking for them to have some considered thought as to what they're going to do at the end of that temporary measure. We have asked to be involved in some conversations with the Minister for Finance and his team, and we hope that they will invite us in to take part in that very soon.
Okay, Henry, white van drivers, how are they coping?
Yeah, the backbone of the economy, not the big social media companies. They are struggling. I met this man filling up.
Well, I'm not really too happy as I travel an awful lot in the van. And to be honest with you, they should have put a price cap on it. We look at the trucks going around, the truck drivers are giving out, the men in vans are giving out. We have to go to work every day. Do you realise how much we have to travel?
So you do a lot of travel. You're a painter, decorator?
Yes.
The prices here at this particular petrol station, diesel is 206.9, unleaded is 184.9, down quite a bit since the government have reduced tax on fuel, but also perhaps crept up slightly.
They have crept up slightly, but this particular station, petrol station that we're in, is very good. If you look between this one and the next local one, there's 7 to 10 cents in the difference.
So this is a cheaper one?
This is a cheaper one. And we drive here, we drive 6 miles here to fill up.
You come here especially because they've got good value?
Yes, just to fill up, because it's worth it. And I would use €300 a week in diesel.
€300?
A week.
And how much was it before Iran and America?
220.
Started this conflict? Yeah.
220, 200.
Really?
Yes. So, you can see my point.
Can you withstand these high costs?
No. We were thinking this morning, we're going to have to start using the train more. Dropping tiles off, dropping materials off of jobs and start public transport.
Should public transport be free?
Possibly, for the time being, yes.
So you would carry your tiles on the train?
I would get my tools and my tiles to work and then train to the job after that.
Okay, what about older people, Henry?
Well, they always get screwed over in these situations. They're finding it really hard. Here is a lady from rural North County Dublin.
I think of the elderly, and that's what comes to mind, and children, and heating. So, also, I have a car there, and she's very good with diesel, so I can't complain about that, but I hope it doesn't go up anymore, because it's crazy. Our pensions just can't afford it.
So you're retired.
Yes.
You're in a fuel-efficient Toyota here.
Yeah.
You don't use much fuel. Could we all take more public transport? You're in that position where you get free public transport, but you live in a rural part of the North County of Dublin, so it might not be possible.
How did you know I live in the rural?
Because that's where we're standing.
I know, but it doesn't say I can live here. Okay, I'm a local. What can I say? I can't afford it. If I can, I would be able to get lots and lots of diesel. and go places, but I don't, because you save up on, when you're a pension, you have to go by how much you...
You've got to just try and make ends meet and make
do. Yeah, exactly. I think the world is going to hell at the moment, so...
And the world is going to hell. Every time an oil distillery gets blown up,
I know,
prices go up.
And that crazy man, what's his name? Donald Trump.
Donald.
Yeah, Donald.
Could you drive slower, cut your journeys shorter?
Oh, I cut my journeys a lot shorter, definitely. But I go by how much is in the car and how far I can go and then come back again.
Okay. Henry McKean, thank you indeed for that report on how things are impacting on people on the ground, and what's happening in the Middle East is having a direct effect.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.